Thank you, Jimmy Cliff. What he said. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day here in the Shaw. We're back with Forestry Supervisor Mike Talaska on This Week in Waukesha. And before we begin with Mike, there was an election last week, and I just want to congratulate some of the winners. Mayor Sean Riley, my successor in the 1st District, Mike Krizine, Beth Moltzen in District 8 with a big victory in her district, Rick Lemke in District 14 in a close race, but he survived. Alderman Corey Payne also faced some stiff competition, but held on to his seat. And I want to welcome the new district, I believe District 11, the downtown alder person, Alicia Halbenslaven, and wishing outgoing Alderman Len Miller the very best. And also want to give my predecessor, former Alderman Terry Thieme, the fighting saint, for winning his race for county supervisor. Really excited to see Terry back in public service, and Waukesha County is going to be much better for that. Coming back to Mike, now that spring, we believe, has finally sprung, what do we have to look forward to from the tree program in 2022?
Well, right now we are prepping for our spring planting. I got word from one of our 5 nurseries that we'll be getting our first shipment of trees a week from Monday. We're prepping sites, grinding stumps in preparation for planting. Once trees come in, our biggest emphasis will be getting those trees in the ground as quickly as we can. We like to get them in before they start to leaf. And then we'll continue our removals. And then we're also doing as much pruning as we can. We have a lot of pruning coming up in preparation for road projects. We work closely with our engineering department. We go in prior to construction starting, get clearance for the equipment, and then also look at trees that might need to come down based on the construction. So we try to be proactive and get things ready for the road projects. And there will be quite a few road projects coming up in Waukesha.
Right.
And then we continue with our emerald ash borer program, where we inject ash trees to prevent emerald ash borer. That's a program that we've been doing since 2010. Actually, we started injecting 2 years before the bug showed up here, or at least before we officially found the bug in Waukesha. One area that we've really gained great efficiencies is we have switched to a different chemical. It's a more concentrated chemical, which allows us to reduce our injection times by about 2/3. So that's wow. That's huge. It's great that we're out injecting ash trees, but if we're injecting ash trees, that's one or two people who aren't out pruning. So if we can save time on the injection time, it's something that we can put towards maintenance. So that's really important.
That's great. Yeah, and it's also good, I think, for those listening that you're looking out for their tax dollars. So, and stretch it, you know, and giving them greater efficiency. So glad to hear that. What advice do you have for the homeowners, the residents, about how they can, just some great tips for taking care of the trees in their yard and extending the life and all those things that maybe they don't think of usually?
Well, it starts with planting a good tree. There's many, many nurseries that sell trees. There's many, many good nurseries that sell trees. We primarily, the city, we primarily buy from 5 nurseries. We're quite confident in their quality of their nursery stock. Starting with a quality tree, you certainly can buy a cheap tree at a big box store, not to knock big box stores, but a good local reputable nursery that has a long track record and a locally grown tree.
Is there one here in Waukesha that you recommend, one or two?
Well, we really shy away just favoring one over the other.
We like to promote small businesses here.
So right. There's not.
They do exist in Waukesha.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And you want a locally grown tree. The issue is many trees can grow on a wide range of areas. Trees can grow from one end of the United States to the other, but you want a tree that was grown locally from the start. And then aftercare is very important.
Sure.
Mulching a tree is extremely important. That helps maintain soil moisture, moderates the temperature of the soil. As the mulch degrades, it adds to the soil. It's also a preventative measure to keep both string trimmers and lawnmowers away. We do suffer damage on street trees from string trimmers. So mulching is very important. And in a very formal program of young tree pruning to set a tree up for future growth is important.
Sure. Nice. So, and what are your days like in the warm weather now? They got to be pretty long days and weeks with all the planning you have to do and the care and maintenance.
Yes. I'm usually in the office before 7 o'clock start trying to get things ready. My predecessor, Dave Liska, was a big weather watcher, and I've certainly learned to appreciate that. Night before, if there's a storm predicted, I'm probably just as worried as Dave was, because we do get called out in the middle of the night for storm damage. Often we've got crews out working in the middle of the street running chainsaws and big equipment at night. If you're lucky, it's near a street light. If not, you're working off of a headlamp, off your hard hat. We are responsible for cleaning up city trees that fall into the roadway, and then also private trees. And then throughout the day, monitoring the crews, working with vendors, following up on paperwork, preparing for the next day. So we are busy year round, but summer ratchets up even more.
Sure. That's terrific. So do you get to sleep then in the winter? Is that how that works? Or
no, it's throughout my career, it was always somewhat humorous. People would find out what I did for a living working with trees, and I think the biggest comment was, well, geez, what do you do in winter? Well, now it's the crew, not myself, but they're out there 365. I give my crew tremendous credit. They were out in the rain and the snow yesterday because they knew we had to get trees pruned. We had trees to remove. We had stumps to grind. So they're out there, unless it's extremely cold where it's just dangerous or the streets are too snowy to safely work on. But it's a 365-day affair.
Sure. Yeah, it's funny. I think back is when I first moved on to Empire Drive, like in our second or third year there, an elderly woman had crashed into a tree right across the street from us. And she'd hit the tree bad enough that they had to have the tree removed. And this was in December. It was right before Christmas. And you still get these calls any time of year.
Right. I'm actually more of a winter person. You can dress for winter. You can't necessarily dress for summer. Yeah. One of my little catchphrases is throughout my career, room temperature has ranged from 26 below when I, straight temperature, 26 below one day we were out spraying ice rinks at Buckner Park, and I think the hottest day I ever worked on was 106, so both extremes are a long way from a comfortable 68 and sunny.
So is there a line item in your budget for like sunblock for the staff?
No, actually, we do stress that quite a bit. We have sunblock available. Outdoor workers are really prone to skin cancer, unfortunately. So that's definitely a safety issue.
Sure. Terrific. So now, and again, another part of your duty is you give a wonderful presentation. You did a great talk to my neighbors at one of my meetings in Banting Park last June. And so do you have a full schedule coming up?
Well, we've got the tree walk coming up, and then recently something that was really, really rewarding was I got to go back to UW-Stevens Point and speak in front of a student group. I actually spoke in the lecture that I used to sit in listening to other people talk about trees and water and soils and wildlife. So it really came full circle, and then the greatest fruit from it perhaps was that we got a really enthusiastic student who's hopefully going to be working this summer for us. Right. And even better, he's a local student. He grew up on East Wabash, so we're really pumped. I've been having conversations with him as he gets prepared to work for us, and I could use 10 more like him. So we're really excited about that. And then we've got the tree walk coming up in November.
Sounds terrific. So, well, we got a minute left, and I want to take this time to tell anybody, teachers, scout leaders, senior center organizers, anybody with a group that's looking for a great speaker, a great subject matter expert. I highly recommend Mike Talaska. There's so much to learn about trees. Mike, any parting thoughts before we go?
No, I appreciate the plug. I do enjoy speaking to groups. It's certainly something that I didn't start my career doing, but I've learned to enjoy it. And I also joke that I'll talk trees until people stop listening. So I appreciate the opportunity here today with you, Alderman Brown. And I would look forward to speaking to anyone who would like to learn more about trees and what we do at Parks, Recreation, and Forestry.
Terrific. Mike Talaska, Forestry Supervisor, thank you so much for joining us today. You can watch this show again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And thanks again for joining us today, Mike, and thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the weekend, and remember, safety is everybody's responsibility. And if you have time, climb a tree today.
Thank you.